Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look with me over in down to the sixth verse in that same first chapter. Verse 6, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? If I be a master, where is my fear? Where is my reverence and awe, says the Lord of hosts, unto you, O priests, that despise my name? And you say, wherein have we despised your name? Here they are asking him questions again like that, disrespectful. You offer polluted bread upon my altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted you? In that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. If you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? If you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to your governor. Will he be pleased with you? Or accept your person, says the Lord of hosts? In other words, I guess he said, I don't want it. Give it to him. See if he likes it. See, what are they saying? See, you see the same kind of attitude that of Eli's boys. You know, disrespect. Here's the offerings of the Lord. And this all, you know, no need bringing your best bull and calf and goat. We're just going to kill it right here on the altar, you know. And you're going to lose it. Just you got something sick. You got something, you know, it's about dead anyway. You can bring that. That's fine. You know, the Bible tells us to honor the Lord in word and in deed. Not just with mouth, not just with words and talk. It's to be in our heart. The Bible says, honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase. You know, it wouldn't be honorable for me and Phyllis to put $2 in the offering. Y'all with me? God has blessed us more than that. That wouldn't be respectful. That wouldn't be honorable. You need to do something in proportion to how God has blessed you. Don't you? It needs to be something that's honorable. So an act that shows that you're thankful, that you value what He's done for you. And it's true in every area of life. They're bringing junk and broke and nothing. And folks don't realize this is costing them personally. Because if you despise and fail to acknowledge and respect His things, how are your things going to be treated? Contemptible and unimportant. Insignificant. What if you honor Him? Help me out. What if you honor Him? If you honor Him, value His things, treat His things as precious and as important, your things are going to be esteemed. Your things are going to be taken care of and valued. Go over to the third chapter, please. Third chapter of Malachi. Verse 8. He said, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. How many think that's a bad idea to rob God? That just sounds dumb, don't it? Here, God, give me your money. I'm taking your money. That is, you know, that may be the answer to how stupid can you get. You're going to rob God. And come on, listen. God is the one talking. He says, will a man rob me? Is a man going to rob God? Notice their amazing answer. It's in keeping with the rest of their stuff. What do they say? What do they say? When did we rob you? When did we despise you? Now, I think they could have done better than this, but at the same time, I think we're looking at the result of generations who had lost respect and honor and failed to pass it down, and now you had a bunch in there that's ignorant as well as disrespectful. Did you know we are in such a case right now? We are reaping the fruit in our generation of the rebellion of the 60s, among other things. And now you got second and third generation people that have grown up, were never taught the fear of the Lord. We're never taught proper respect and honor. and they're rude and disrespectful and dishonorable and don't even realize how disrespectful they are. They'd be like, what? Huh? What did I say? What did I do? You know, it's bad to be ignorant. It's worse to be ignorant and don't know you are. So ignorant of being ignorant. That's ignorant. No, no, ignorant is worse than being ignorant. It's ignorant of your ignorance. Anyhow, even though we may have grown up without some things that we needed as a generation, the Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord can be and should be taught. It can be taught. I'm excited that the Lord is teaching us His fear, His honor, His respect. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Say it out loud. Thank you, Lord,
for teaching me
the fear of the Lord,
the
honor of God. In Psalm 34 and 11, He said, come ye children and hearken to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Have we asked Him to teach us already in previous services? And other times, we've asked Him, show us, teach us. Do you believe He heard that prayer? Is it His will? Is it going on? I'm telling you, it's going on right now. Right now, He's opening our eyes, He's opening our ears and our hearts. He's showing us what we should do, what we shouldn't do, how we should talk, how we shouldn't talk, what's precious, what's worthless. Isn't He? He is teaching us the fear of the Lord. Is it going to make a difference in our lives? Oh. I am confident that as we take a step up in our reverence of Him, we will immediately see an increase in the power of God, in the presence of the Holy, in the manifestations of His power and His Spirit. Is this worthwhile? Do we hold this precious and dear? We do. We do. In the third chapter, He said, you've robbed me in tithes and offerings. Verse 10, He said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed. For you shall be a delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to Young's literal translation of this. He said, bring in all the tithe into the treasure house, and there's food in my house. When you've tried me now, says the Lord of hosts, do not I open to you the window of heaven? Yea, I have emptied on you a blessing till there is no space. And I have pushed for you against the consumer. And he does not destroy to you the fruit of the ground, nor miscarry to you does the vine in the field. Are you listening? That God, what is this tithing? Tithing is not just about mechanically paying 10% like you pay a bill. Tithing is about honoring God. Putting God first and honoring Him in your words and in your substance and in the first fruits of all your increase. And can you see, He said, you do that. You bring the tithes and offerings to me and honor me and put me first, what's going to happen? I'm going to honor you. I'm going to pour out blessings on you until there's not enough space to receive them. I'm going to be against you. I'm going to push back against the destroyer on your behalf to keep him from destroying your stuff and hindering it. Oh, my. Do you believe this? Christians, can you see our text right here? Those that honor me, I'm going to honor. Is it the Lord honoring you when He blesses you? Till you don't have room to receive it all. When He blesses you, till your stuff doesn't break and it doesn't wear out and bad things just don't happen. Don't you go year after year and they don't happen. The consumer, the destroyer is not getting to you. That is the Lord honoring you. And it's in direct response to you honoring Him. Now, keep reading. Skip on down to verse 13 here. Verse 13, He said, your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against you? They're still asking their disrespectful questions, aren't they? Aren't they? When the Lord says, your words have been stout against me, what's it time to do? It's time to hit your knees, isn't it? And say, God, forgive me. None of this. What do we say? What do we say against you? Do you hear the tone of disrespect? Do you hear this? Do you want to be free from this? And none of this be in you. You don't talk like this. What have we spoken so much against you? And he said, you have said this. It is vain to serve God. Another translation says, what good is it? What good does it do? And what profit is it that we've kept his ordinances and that we've walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? You can see that with what they're doing with the offerings. What good does it do to give all this into the house of God? That's not necessary. You can just bring the sick ones. That's not necessary. What good is that? And see, they had said, behold, what a weariness it is. Got to get up. Got to get ready. Got to go to church. And you got to give. You got to do this. You got to do that. No. It ain't got to. It's get to. Get to. And if you don't think it's a privilege, then you're acting unworthy of doing it. And you're in a dangerous situation because what you despise, you'll lose. If you don't honor it, you won't be able to hold on to it. Very, very serious situation. Now, everybody's got flesh. And if you yield to your flesh, you'll be lazy and disrespectful and every other kind of thing. How many know you got to get your flesh by the nape of the neck and shake it and say, shut up, get up, quit that. Man, you got an opportunity. Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Get up there and get to it. Let the Lord use you. Make a difference. Be a blessing. Right? Serve Him while you have breath. Serve Him while you have being. The Bible said, serve the Lord in the days of your youth. Ecclesiastes talks about, don't wait until you're old and worn out. It goes on to describing when you can't see good, you can't hear good, and you can't run, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, so many people, they give the devil the best of their life. The best of their youth and their prime. And then they think, well, man, I better give my heart to the Lord before I die and go to hell. And so they give the Lord what's left. And He'll take it. He's so gracious. He'll take it. But how many think the Lord ought to have the best? He ought to have your first, your best, your strongest. That's honoring Him. No junk for the Lord. No leftovers for the Lord. It ought to be the first and the best to honor Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me